What's going on, everybody? What's going on? It's your boy DJ Locura back at it again for another exciting episode of Spark Up PBD. Alongside Presidente Cristina, the queen of the dance hall, Regina, and the man still with the bands, Mr. Rue Bands.
Yo, you already know what it is.
Spark Up PBD back.
What up?
And all the viewers are going to be in for a surprise today.
Uh-oh. What's up, everybody?
A surprise today.
A surprise?
What's the surprise? Oh, yeah. Let them know.
Yo. If you haven't heard, if you haven't been watching, we have one of the illest dudes I've personally met. One of the best rappers I've ever met in person. Lyrics and all.
Yeah, this is a great intro.
Hey?
I'm showing him.
Yo, just bar for bar, one of the dopest dudes in RI right now as we speak. Ooh. My man, Sky Jones.
Yeah. Hey. Sky Jones. Give it up for Sky Jones, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for having me. What's going on, y'all?
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm good, man. It's good. Thank you. Thank you for having me in.
And, man, thank you for making time. I know you're pretty busy. You were able to squeeze us in there.
So where are you from?
I'm originally from Brooklyn, but I grew up in Rhode Island. You know, okay. Rhode Island baby 401.
Because I was looking at your videos on YouTube, and I'm like, whoa, why does he keep wearing a Brooklyn Nets and a Yankees cap?
Yeah.
I need to see, like, Rhode Island, but you're not from here, so it makes sense.
Yeah, I represent both. You know, my family sit out there in Brooklyn. Shout out to y'all and Tompkins. Shout out to Titi Maria. How you doing, baby? I love you.
Shout out.
And I know she's watching. And, yeah, but so I'm from Rhode Island.
We got to get you some prov gear.
I need some prov gear. See, I don't got
you
no
do.
Prov.
Got to get a 401
coming
hat.
Coming soon.
How long have you been in Providence?
No, I actually live in Woonsocket. I live in Woonsocket, but okay. I've been in Rhode Island most of my life. I've just, you know, just like to represent where I'm from.
Yeah.
You know, I represent here, too. You know, when I go out on the road and stuff like that, you know, we represent
Facts.
401 Heavy, for sure.
Right.
Rhode Island Yo. Sound Entertainment, that's the label I'm with, the company I'm with.
Facts.
So, we rep.
So I got to throw it up in the air. Team Backpack.
Yeah.
How that happened?
Well, when I got with Flawless, with Team Flawless, and that's what Flawless all about is bars. Mm. Flawless all about the bars. So you know, I got involved with that. I really wasn't even involved. I'm more of a songwriter. Mm. So Flawless like, yo, you better get your bars up. We're going to LA. We're gonna do Team Backpack. You know what I mean? And he's a heavy hitter. He rocks with them heavy.
Yeah.
So, you know, I auditioned. You know what I mean? They pretty much pick everybody. Well, you know, I ended up flying to LA, and it was a great experience. I did it twice in LA, and I did it in Brooklyn once.
Word.
So what is Team Backpack for those who are watching that don't know?
It's just like a, you know, collective of a lot of, you know, dope MCs, and they just like do freestyle battles, and not really battles, but like, you know, verse for verse type thing, and you know, they do ciphers and stuff like that, and they give a platform for unsigned, you know, artists to, you know, get their name out there, you know what I mean? And it's a good platform.
Is that the one that they aired on TV like last summer?
I don't think
I know. I saw a couple of videos where they had like
a battle, right?
Yeah, I think it was Flo was on there, one of them. And,
yeah. And Passionate MC.
Yeah, that was another one. I saw that
okay,
one.
Okay, yeah. I think that was on MTV, too, last summer.
Oh, maybe.
Was
oh,
it?
No, you know, I think it might have been Funk Volume that was on there. Because Funk Volume was doing the same type of thing for a while. They broke up now, but they were doing the same type of thing.
Okay.
So, yeah. But Team Backpack's definitely a good platform for, you know, unsigned artists trying to, you know, if you're with them bars.
Yeah, you
gotta have
like,
the bars.
Like you said, you have to have them bars. It's not your regular artist. Like, I look at all the artists different than I look at the rappers. Yeah. You know, artists make good music. Rappers got them bars. Mm. You know what I mean?
You gotta be able to do everything, man. You know, I'm an artist. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like to write bars, but I love writing records. I like writing songs. I want to capture you into a song, bring you into a story, and make you want to know how it's gonna end. You know what I mean? Like, and I guess when you're freestyling, I guess it's kind of the same. But for me, I would rather write songs. Mm-hmm. But you put me in that lane. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it is what it is. You know, you gotta be able to do it all. You gotta be able to do it all.
So how long have you been rapping? Because I seen your YouTube page is like, there's a lot of content on there. It's like videos after video. So you're working.
Without aging myself too much, I've been rapping for a very long time. Now, I've been rapping a long time, man. Yo, you know what? I'm putting out a CD, right? It's called The Way My Life Sounds. It's going to come out in April. And this is my ninth CD.
Ninth?
Deadass. Yo, no real shit, and I'm the most humble person because I believe that's the way you should always live your life. But, yo, no one in this whole state has put in, like, physically, as far as product, you won't not find another artist out here that's put in nine CDs. And that's only in the last 6 years.
Wow.
That's work.
And that's full-length albums. And what have you, like, the first three I put out had, like, 30 records on them.
What?
Because I was like dumping all like stuff that I wrote while I was, you know, I did a little time up the way and shit. So I just wanted to dump all the records I had, and the first three CDs had, I want to say, about 30 records on them.
Sheesh.
And then, you know,
yeah, it's that hunger.
So like, yeah, I've been making music a long time, and I just keep learning. Like it's an amazing thing when you do something that you love to do, and you don't feel like you're being stagnant doing it. And, you know, and I just, when I feel like I'm being stagnant, maybe I'll move to another element of music. But like now, I just feel like I just keep improving, you know? Like, and when I got with Flawless, he just opened me up. And now I'm like, it's crazy because I kind of wait behind. I kind of got to wait behind Flaw a little bit because, you know, Flaw's going to kick the door open for Rhode Island.
Yes. He's already doing it.
He's doing it right now. There's a couple guys, Token, Passionate, Joyner Lucas, like that are doing it for the region. But when they kick them doors open, when I come through, they ain't ready for me, man. I got some shit, too. I'm usually really, yo, tonight I'm just going to talk like, yo, I got some shit coming for y'all. I got some really good music. You know, like good music coming, like that essence music coming, like, you know, so.
So you say you've been doing it for 9 years, but the oldest video I seen on YouTube was 6 years ago. So would you say that was the time you started taking it serious? And if so, what was it that made you go harder?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'd say maybe, honestly, I'd say about 2.5 years ago. Before then, I feel like everything was just building up to about 2.5 years ago. Like it was just the groundwork. Like, if you went to a show in Rhode Island, I was there performing. If you went, I mean, I don't care how small the spot was, I was there. Anybody that knows me as Chi before Sky Jones knows that I was in every single spot in Rhode Island performing. So, like, the last 2.5 years I got with Flo, and he opened me up to some things that I haven't been able to experience, like seeing the road, and, like, it opened my eyes to, like, how much there is out there.
It's like, bigger,
you know,
than this.
It just makes you so hungry, like, because I only got a taste, you know. And I want more. Like, I'm like, I hit him up like, yo, when we going back in the room, man? When we going back in the room? You know, because it's like, when you get to see it, you know, if any of these artists that are just getting started, you know what I mean? Like, their first couple, if they got a chance to just take a glimpse, take a ride to New York and just see another place that does hip-hop, too, and you're going to just want it even more.
I think they go harder in New York, actually, with, like the raw hip-hop, that East Coast. Like, I feel like here in Providence, like, everybody's kind of, like, all over the place. Like, everybody sounds different.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Yo, you underground spots in New York, though? Yo, when I used to go out there, I used to be like, yo, I can't wait to hear this underground hip-hop. And I would hear all trap music.
What?
That's interesting.
They know it, too. It's crazy.
The culture,
yo,
changing.
It's crazy. It's not the same. It's not. 9 years ago, yeah. But now, I swear to God, you go to any, you pick with your eyes closed, and you're going to go in there, and it's going to be like it is out here. It's going to be all trap music. There's not many hip-hop. Like,
that's scary.
It's just it's just not there.
It's the change. That's it. That's how it is.
Yeah, you know, I just feel like there has to be a balance. Like, it's just leaning too far one way. But, you know, it's our fault because we stopped having fun. The East Coast stopped having fun with music. Mm. We wanted to be so serious, and the South was having so much fun that everybody gravitated to the fun.
That's true.
When we stopped having fun, we lost hip-hop. If we could make some good records and have fun again, we'd get it back.
Facts. He's telling you the key on how to make hip-hop great again.
He just dropped gems.
That's it.
I hope you're watching and taking notes.
I think so, though, man. Like, there used to be so many fun hip-hop records. Where are those fun records? Now it's like, it's just like, you know, I don't know.
It's too conscious, it's think?
Yeah, I think, like, you can give a message and still, we're entertainers. We're entertainers, so we still got to entertain. Like, I don't want to just make the music when you're in your feelings and you just and you just pop in. I don't want to be, the old Joe Buttons, you know, in padded room and shit. You know what I mean? Like, I want people to want to enjoy. Like, that's why they listen to dancehall music, because it's more enjoyable. These young kids want to have fun.
That makes sense, yeah.
How many rap artists from New York are making fun music? There's a few, but not
barely. Barely any.
And they got like one or two tracks off the whole album.
And if they are, they're making trap fun records, you know?
True.
Like Mano's one of my, Mano's doing good music, but he even makes the trap records. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Troy Ave was from Brooklyn.
Yep.
Some of the top designers from Brooklyn. Like, what the fuck?
They probably feel like they have to make music that makes money.
Yeah, I mean,
to be heard, they gotta.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, that is the goal, but at the same time, you gotta have a balance, you know?
I think what it is, it's probably just a sellout at this point.
Make the money, then you can come out with the real stuff.
Yeah.
When you got the money and you got the fans, then you can push the real product.
Go ahead. I was going to say, it's funny you're talking about like Fun Records. One of my questions was to ask you because I was paying attention to like the order and like your growth in your videos. And your first video on there, if I'm not mistaken, is I Feel Good. Mm-hmm. That's the track. And you sounded like that's a barbecue record. Like you play that and like everybody's like, ah, right? So everybody's feeling good. But I feel like the older you got and the closer, or not should I say closer, but the more in depth you got into your career, it got like more serious, like more like concentrated. You're almost like yelling in all your tracks, like hear me, like listen to me, I'm nice and you gotta believe in me. Like,
oh, man.
That's what I feel when I hear, like I hear like the frustration. So do you think that now coming out with your new music, you think you'll make more Fun Records to show everybody what the East Coast is missing?
Yeah, this like I have 12 debatable 13 records for this CD. And if I take the one record that I'm kind of debating on taking it off, there is not one quote-unquote serious record on the CD. Like, I found a way on this CD to tell stories and, like, give some real shit. But, yo, the beats, it's like, wow, man, I just can't wait to put the CD out, man. Like, I called it The Way My Life Sounds is because I'm in a better place. Like, I got married a year ago.
Congratulations. Yeah, yeah.
You know? I was listening on the music about rings.
Yeah, my oldest son just moved in with me. You know, like, you know, like, blessings, you know what I mean? Financially, things have been just better. We're not, things are just getting better. You know what I mean? Word. Like, I've been having further reach with the fan base and the response has been good. Like, I'm just happy. Mm. And this CD is about, like, today. Like, The Way My Life Sounds Today is like I'm in a great place, so like I wanted to just people to feel like I feel, you know what I mean? So, and you know, I think it's something that's missing. Like, honestly, I don't think there's a CD out like it. There's not one trap beat on the CD, but it's not outdated. I don't know how, you know, and that's hard to do
because
that's the thing. Like, if they think if you want hip hop, that's gonna has to be all samples and outdated, and you know,
yeah,
but no.
So we're looking forward to that because I heard
put the CD out.
The Way My Life Sounds is coming out.
He's ready.
Talking about fun songs, opinions. I felt like that was a real fun project to do.
Yeah.
How was that process?
That was fun. I had fun making that record with. I gave Flo the record and the hook that hook is a totally different hook. It's funny because I sent them the hook. I don't remember what it originally was. I can't remember what it was, but I sent it to him. He's like, yo, I love the beat, your verses. But he's like, yo, this hook's whack. And then I listened to it. I was like, yeah, you're right. It is whack. That hook is, that shit is like. So we sat there and we came up with this hook right here, Opinions. And it just worked. It was really, we wanted to have fun. And then Red Eye Movies came through with a really dope video. We went to the golf course and stuff. You know, it was a good time. That's how I want people to feel. You know, I want to give that good feeling. You know, good vibes.
Okay. Robbie was gonna ask something.
No, that's it. Keep going, y'all. Hey, I'm just right now.
I thought you were gonna say something.
I was, but you know what? The way you sound, I'm glad you sound very happy, and then I like that. It sounds like you're more for the people as opposed to, you know, making music for yourself. You just sound like you want to make sure people are enjoying themselves as opposed to.
Man, I want people to put this CD in and just. I don't know. This is a real. It has a lot of inspirational songs. It has songs that like a lot of situational things. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I just want people to feel the way I'm feeling.
So since you're at such a happy place right now, and like,
I know rappers are supposed to be all tough and bad, but man, I'm happy.
I was gonna say, since you're such in a happy place, and like the music reflects how you feel. Do you have a plan B, or is this it for you?
No, there's no plan B. I'm just living life. I make music because I love it, and people still like it. People still respond to the music I make. There's no plan B, man. You know what? Wherever this music takes me is where it takes me. You know what I mean? I have a 9-to-5. I put in 9 CDs in the last 6 years, and I have a 9-to-5. Stop making excuses.
Hey.
Anyway, but
no subliminal shots.
No subliminal shots, buzz.
But yeah, man. That's it. There's no plan B. Just like I feel like at the end of the day, I will have my place somewhere in the game with this music.
Mm.
Somewhere.
Okay.
Well, you'll be part of the Rhode Island movement for sure, just because where you're from. So.
Yeah, and I want to be able to give back. There's a lot of kids. There's nothing. If you don't play sports in Rhode Island, there's not really many other outlets. So I would love to be able to, in some way or another, give back and giving them another outlet. You know what I mean? Music is a good outlet for kids, you know? So.
That's true. It helps with their creative writing. People think if you don't play sports, if you don't dribble the ball, especially young black kids,
yes,
they don't find any other way out. They find like, well, I might as well stay on the streets because mm-hmm. there's nothing else.
Yeah, or they think there's nothing else. You can be an engineer. Yeah, exactly. There's so many different aspects. You can be an agent. You can be a publicist. Like, there's so many elements to this game, man. Like, you know, I'd love to get, you know, introduce some kids to that.
And accountants make money.
Yeah, man. Them guys behind the scenes make way more than we could ever make.
It's true.
Word. They touch the money first.
True. And so you talking about money. I know Flawless announced that he's made up his mind with going independent. And you guys are a part of a team. If someone was to throw you a contract, would you leave the team behind?
Damn.
Never leave the team behind. See, this, everybody can only elevate the team, no matter what. Whether or not it's like you directly being, like, you can only elevate the team. Like, so if I say, yo, Flo, they offer me this over here, so that means, you know, I got another in. So there's never leaving the team. That just means I got another way to help the team. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, there's never, you know, it's just never that way. Like, Flo has never in any way tried to hold me back for any opportunities. He's only presented them. I've known him for 2.5 years, and the only thing he's ever done is present opportunities. You know what I mean? So, like, I would take a deal. If it was big enough, I'm in a different position than Flawless. If somebody offered me a major deal, fucking right, I take it. You know, I'm in a different place in my career. You know, I'm in. So you know, yeah, I would. But my any elevation that I get would only help my team because that's still my team. You know what
exactly.
I mean? Like,
right.
That's just the way it is. You know.
That's a real team. That's a real team supposed to be like. If we eat, we all eat.
Either way, yeah, both ways, because. Like I said, like I've gotten to see the world. I've gotten to see the U.S.
Yeah,
right. I've gotten to see the U.S. And to me, like, that's big for a guy from Woonsocket, and we live in the smallest state in the whole country. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When I flew my first flight was to L.A. You know what I mean? Nice. When I landed at LAX, I was like, "What the hell?"
He saw the big lettering
like,
the LAX.
I
was,
you think I'm happy now? Come on, this is
nothing. He's like, I could have sworn I heard this on a Biggie track somewhere, but I never thought.
Yo, all every picture was like, I was all in my feelings. I was feeling good.
He made sure to check in L.A. He's like checking.
He saw he was seen out there.
Everywhere, Popeyes, y'all know Popeyes in L.A.
How was the shows out there?
Yeah, man. Tell us more about your tours. Yeah, because you said you went to L.A. Just tell us what was your favorite part of touring?
Everything, man. Like, just everything about it was cool. Like, doing the sound checks and setting up merch and just seeing how, like, other guys. Like, the best thing for me was I got to learn so much. Like, there were so many artists that I got to see that had been touring for so long. Lightfloor. Flawless has been touring forever, too. So I got to see how they work on the road, how the road works in general, because it's not, you know, there's rules. There's rules to it.
Okay.
There's a lot of rules to it. So, like, I got to learn a lot. I got to, like, see how guys stage perform. I got to see a whole lot of different stage shows that I want to implement a lot of things into my own show. Like, the road's great, man. Got to meet a lot of different fans. When you're in Colorado and you think, you know, you're not doing well as an artist, and then people are like, yo, can you sign my CD? I love your music. That's pretty dope. I don't care if I have 20 fans and 10 of them are there. That's pretty cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To know that
all the way across the country.
Yeah, you know, so it's dope. Pretty dope. Colorado was really fun.
Right? A lot of people say a lot of good things about Colorado.
Who are these lot of people?
They love hip-hop, man. They're true underscore really? Hip-hop fans there. Oh, yeah, they love strange music there. Oh, my God, they love strange music there.
So they're not about the trap. That's good.
No, they're all about Tech N9.
I mean, a little bit of trap ain't too bad, right?
No, it just needs to be a balance. You know, a couple songs.
Yeah,
you know,
balance. No, I think the hip-hop needs to outweigh the trap. But
some of the guys just need to be completely
tossed.
Subliminal shots once again?
No,
or we're just gonna...
that's not subliminal at all. I'm just saying, like, since you got 20 guys that are saying, let's just narrow it down. Like, we're not gonna miss the other 13 guys. Let's just keep
little.
Now I want to know who we kicking out right now. Now you got to throw some names out there.
The funniest thing, right? I work at a shop, right? Barber shop, right? And we're having a conversation about Little Yachty. And we made a joke, and we're like, "Oh yeah, the next guy that comes out is gonna be called Little Tugboat." And we googled it, and it's really a rapper. There really is.
Oh my god! Yeah.
Of course there is.
Talking about Yachty, how do you feel about the comments he said that
I don't know what he said.
He was saying that he never heard Biggie and
You know what? That's you can't hold that against. Listen, right. He's not a hip hop head. He's not our era. They don't make hip hop. That's not hip hop. You know what I'm saying? So like, let me just clear it up. I don't like trap, but that's not hip hop to me. You know, the type of music that we feel like is hip hop, like that's hip hop, and that's just a whole nother genre.
It's like a branch.
Right. It's a branch off. Like they have rock, they got acid rock, they got all this other shit. That's just another branch off of hip hop, but it's not hip hop. It's something else. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
That's something else.
Yeah, because they're not even really rapping. They're singing on the kind of.
He didn't grow up to Pac like I did, so why would he? Why does he need to know who he is or any of his music?
But let me ask you, because that's been the controversy with a lot of these young rappers, where the older heads feel like they need to know about the older stuff. Do you feel like they should?
If no, why? I don't understand why. Like, I don't understand why this guy needs to know. He's not claiming to be the best rapper in the game. He's not claiming to be the best lyricist in the game.
That's true.
He just makes shitty music that some people like.
But some of them have said that they're better than the older heads, though.
They run fucking lean half the day. Why is anybody paying attention to what
they're
saying?
And how do they know they're better than them if they never even heard of them?
You can't hold people. Listen, how can you hold people that are drinking stuff that's very detrimental to your health 12 hours of the day, and then the words that come out of, are you listening to the songs? You can't even listen to the songs. Why would you listen to
what they're saying? But people are saying those are bars. Like, I'd be like, what?
Yes, where? People are tweeting
they're sipping that purple drink, too.
You know what? Leaning all day long.
It makes me wonder if I drink that, well, I'll probably understand them better.
Like it.
You'll be mad hype. You'll be like,
that's crazy.
If you're on lean,
I mean, think about it. People
lean music.
They're always moving slow, right? So that's why they like it, because it's like, I don't know. That shit's fucking crazy. It's weird.
He's like, I don't
knock them for being able to get money with it. I just don't think it's hip hop.
Right.
And I just wish there was more of an array of music that these kids. They say, oh, these kids only like trap music. No, they're only being exposed to trap music. Ooh. The radio's not playing the other music. So dope music is out there. There's dope music out there. If the radio's not playing it, so
Big Sean.
It's
they
not
like
mainstream.
What they'd be exposed to. If they were being exposed to, if you played Jay-Z on the radio 24/7, these kids would want to hear Jay-Z 24/7.
And they would know Jay-Z lyrics.
And they would know Jay-Z lyrics, just like I know the lyrics to songs that I hate. You know, it's just what I'm expecting.
Like,
you know
which
what I mean?
One? Right. Like, which one?
All of them. I know all the lyrics, or at least know how to hum them, like they do.
Yeah, because that's what they're all doing. They're all humming on the beat.
You know, I don't blame them. Like, I'm just not a fan of it, but. I guess they got to get their money too, but it's just not realize it's not hip hop. Just don't call it hip hop, because it's not. It's your own genre of music that you guys are getting money with, but it's not hip hop.
So since there's so much trap music out right now, do you think there's a lane or a space for someone like you in the game?
Yeah, I think guys like J. Cole are proving that people still want to hear real music, you know. And there's guys underground that is so crazy, like Tech N9ne, right? Went like 4 or 5 years in a row, Forbes list. Yep. Independent, right? Mm. Chance the Rapper just won 2 Grammys, is independent.
Three
Grammys. Like, people want to hear it. The radio won't play it. You know why the radio won't play it? Because positive music doesn't create outside revenue, right? Oh. When you put negative music on the radio, look how much stuff is connected with negative music. Fashion's connected with negative music. Liquor's connected with negative music. The club is connected with negative music. The way you spend money is connected with negative music, not positive music. There's no revenue on positive music, so they don't play it. It's just all about dollars and cents. That's it. That's all it's about. That's it. If there was more money in positive music, believe it would be on the radio 24/7, but there's no money in it.
That makes so much
sense. And the fashion industry is really involved with hip hop. It's really involved with everything.
I feel mad woke right now.
You are such an intellectual. I'm not even saying that.
This guy knows his stuff.
Then he's hits blunt.
You are like such an intellectual. That is so true. It's all driven by money.
It's all money. You know, that's why they don't play. It's not that the labels don't like that music. It's just that there's no revenue involved. There's no money in that shit, man. There's no money in positive music. Why would they play it? when every sponsor is a fashion brand or a liquor brand, why are they gonna play pass that has no, that you're not telling them to go to the club? Then you're hurting their pockets. Like it's just
that's just crazy. Common sense. That's mind blowing.
I mean, Chance the Rapper was talking about God. They would have never signed him off rip if he was just talking about God.
Yeah. Chance the Rapper's album is a gospel.
Yo, as independent artists, yo, I swear I wish I knew more about the internet when I first started making mixtapes. But yo, just get out there and just make music and build fans. Don't worry about anything else but building your fan base. Because when you got enough fans, that's Chance. Mm-hmm. They're going to just, opportunities come to you. You don't need to worry about labels. You know, just get the fans. All you got to do is worry about making good music and getting fans. Everything else will come with that. Like, you know what I mean? Don't stress yourself out about labels, all that shit. Like, I just pay attention. You know what I mean? Like, I'm nobody to tell you anything because I'm not where I want to be. But one thing I have noticed is that the niggas that's getting it, like Chance, like he proved something. He's a SoundCloud rapper that you make fun of.
It's a mix. It was a mix.
About God.
He's making Grammy.
About God.
He won Grammys with a mixtape. A mixtape.
Yeah. That's now crazy.
Repeat that one more time.
Mixtape.
Now he's there saying if one more label try to stop him, yeah. He's going to be in the lobby with some dreadheads.
But you know what, though? Yo, these labels are grasping at straws, grabbing all these artists. You know why? Because record labels got 10 years. Mm. Think about it. Why does anybody need a record label anymore? Record labels got 10 years left. Radio don't got much time left. Like, the world's changing. That shit don't got that much time left. Now they're putting as much bullshit as they can get out there, but, you know,
just to make money.
When you get in your car, in 10 years, when everybody has a car that at least has Sirius Radio, XM Radio, who the fuck is listening to 106?
I'm listening to Sirius right now.
I listen to 94.5, and that's only because they play the Breakfast Club.
And when you can go on Facebook and build 200,000 fans yourself, what the fuck you need a label for when you got people trying to book you for tours?
Facts. True.
That's where the money's at, too. Like
you know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. You ain't going to need them no more. Like,
yeah, record labels are just trying to keep their heads above water, too.
That's what they're trying to do right now. So they're going to keep pumping that bullshit out there.
So they have to sign the little Uzis, push them out, get everybody to be hip with that music, and make the money. They don't care what little Uzi talking about. As long as he's selling.
People are going to be able to, you know when people are going to get exposed to good music? When it goes to only streaming. Because then they're gonna go to SoundCloud, Spotify, you know, other places where you got these other guys at, and you're going to hear underground music, and you'll be like, oh, wow, how come I never heard this before? This nigga's been off for 10 years. What are you talking about? You got 20 CDs out.
That's you know true.
I mean? I think the one example that I think of record labels only caring about money, Bobby Shmurda. If you remember that video where he was presenting it in front of Atlanta Records, and he was just all ecstatic. And then
Chief Keef is another example. Yeah. Why did who signed him? The old guy with the glasses.
From L.A. Reid? No, it's not.
No, not L.A. Reid. He's a white dude. But he signed him, and I'm thinking, like, why did he sign him?
Yeah.
He sucks. I mean, he had one good hit. Shit I don't like, but... I mean, or don't like, whatever it's called.
I mean,
but you know what I'm saying?
It's all subjective. Like, it's about what people like. What they think they like
to
hear.
I think there's a market for everything. I think if I went on the mic and just said water for an hour, I think there's at least a million people out there that's going to love it.
Water. Yeah. Water.
Just get it. Yo, this thing is dope.
I think we just made a classic.
It's a hit.
It's a hit. Drop a bomb.
That's
crazy. Thank God your music's not like that, man, because you definitely fall in that boat.
But social media adds to that a lot, too. Like, literally, if you just have a really popping social media presence, people will follow you and become your fans just based off of that.
And download your music, and they'll buy it and stream it every day.
The times have changed.
That's great.
So, I wanted to talk a little bit about, before we wrap up, a little bit about your project called Something to Believe In. When did you write that?
Something to Believe In. That was the one before last. The last one I did was Control Chaos. That was the one before that.
That's so a dope, like 2 years ago. That's a dope record, by the way.
About 2 years ago.
Yeah, I love the intro on that. I was listening to all your and you have so much music out. I was like running out of time. I'm like, yo, I gotta write some questions down because I'm just listening. And it was because everything is story, and I'm a big fan of story because I'm a writer. But I write like literature, not music. I can't do music to
She's
save
like,
my
dear,
life. But
Dear Diary.
And so I just wanted to know like your writing process, because I know for me, like when I think of something, I have to write it right then and there. If not, I lose it. But to me, it seems like maybe you do it all in one sitting, because Something to Believe In was just like from beginning to end is like a film. Like I closed my eyes and you. Just listening to it from beginning to end. I agree. And I was just like, yo, this
guy's so lyrical.
Like I didn't I was Actually, I had a headache after listening to all your music. Not because it was bad, but because it was so much.
She just hit me with a jab after every time, after all the compliments. She snuck one
like,
in
and there it is.
But I know in your intro, you talk about what I wanted to say was, because I could talk forever. In your intro, you talk about that like kids from small towns don't make it because they never seen anybody make it. Do you think that that's probably like the biggest problem with rappers coming out of Providence?
Yeah, that's what like what I was saying. I think they just need to get out of the state and see like I think seeing guys like Token going on a European tour, like a kid 17, seeing Joyner Lucas doing his thing, Flawless, you know, and seeing other guys making moves, like they just need to see that it's bigger than. You know, you get this small town mentality and you start like just falling into like, you know, just the same moves as what you see going on around you. If nobody around you is really dreaming then or thinking outside the box, like, I don't know.
Not and then when you do dream, you get judged for it. Like, gosh, yeah. She's just trying to be famous.
That's what the internet's good. Like, it helps, you know, like in my town, like, those kids can at least go online and whatever their ambition is, at least they can try to express it like that because there's nothing. You know, this place is like that small town mentality is a killer, man. You know what I mean? You start thinking like state lines is like the end of the world, you know? It's crazy. It's way bigger. The world's big. It's a big place. Possibilities is fucking endless, man.
That's crazy. And I think I realized that when I stepped foot for the first, like, well, I always gone to New York because it's the closest thing. My grandparents live there. But I feel like in New York, just by looking at this big state, you just think bigger and you start to think like, damn, like there's more, like, and this is just 2 hours away from where I'm from. So what place for you kind of like gave you that epiphany?
L.A., because everybody in L.A. is an actor, a model, you know, everybody I met was in the industry. Like, I went to a bar, the bartender told me he went there originally to be an actor and he was, you know, asking what we were there for. We told him we had a show to do. You know what I mean? Like, L.A., there's so much, like, creativity just in the air. Like, you walk by, they're doing a photo shoot over here, or, like, we went down Hollywood Boulevard and stuff. Like, they were shooting Jimmy Kim. Like, there's just so many things to inspire you there. Like, New York, too, you know what I mean? But, like, L.A. was just, like, it was just so much. I can't see how you could be there and not be creative in some way. Because, like, everybody there was, like, was an artist or an actress or an actor or something. You know, it's pretty dope.
So,
and they're willing to talk to you because they don't know how you can help them. It was so weird. Like,
it's networking. Really? Yeah, everybody's
so
networking.
Even if they're an actor and you're a rapper and they, you know, totally different, they want to like get to know you and they'll exchange information. People are real friendly over there.
Probably because everybody's high half the time.
Yeah.
They're like, is that why you really like this?
He's like, I fit right in here.
Everybody's chilling.
Hey. Chilling. Smoke weed and chill.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, but you do have a record on, I think it's Things Gotta Change, where you said, put the ocean in the backyard, we don't need a pool. That's a little flossy, if you ask me.
No, I just mean, I just want my family to see a different thing out their window, you know? That's it. I just mean, I don't just want to change what they have. I want to change what they see. That's what I meant by that. Like, I want to see, when they look out their window, I want them to see opportunity, like, and just
endless.
Doing things. Like, you know, I don't want them to think, all right, I'm going to go work at Dunkin' Donuts and then I'm going to go to CCR. I'm not to take anything away from anybody.
No,
I'm just saying,
anybody,
I don't know.
How dare you? Disrespect.
Just like, you know, just people, I just feel like everybody does the same thing and everybody falls into the same zone. Like, just think outside the box.
And they get comfortable there.
You get one chance at this, man. You only get one chance. You got to try something outside the box.
How do you keep a balance? Because you're on the road and you're Sky Jones and you're like, in the zone with the music, then you come home and you're a father, a husband.
Well, I put my studio at home now.
Oh, okay. So you're working 24/7.
I have a studio at home now, so that helps. And I just cut everything else out. You got to choose what's important. You know what I mean? So my dream is to make music. Oh, you can't have a family and do everything and follow dream bullshit, but you can't do all the extra shit though. You got to cut the extra stuff out. Like, you can't say, oh, I'm going to turn up every week and have a family and make music. Or I'm going to be like the Fashion Nova and buy all the J's, make music and have a family. No, you got to pick. If you want to follow your dream, my wife's more than willing to support anything I do. And she doesn't care how much of my time I use to do it, but she's not going to share my time with the club too. and then share my time with everything else.
Because it's pointless.
So
it's like,
pointless. You know what I mean? So it's like you just got to choose what's important, you know? If it's important to you, you make time for that. And I, yo, honestly, I don't even drink them. I quit drinking 2 years ago. I don't go to the club unless I'm there with something to do with music related, talking to a promoter, networking, or watching a show or involved in it. I don't get down like that's not my lifestyle anymore. You know what I mean? It's just not my lifestyle.
I like this guy. Yeah, I like this guy.
Let me ask you one question. What drives you? What gives you that ambition, that hunger? You know what I mean? Like, not too many people. Like, I know a lot of people that do like rap and stuff, but they don't have that hunger. You don't see it on them. You don't feel it.
They don't believe it then. They don't believe
that's
it.
That's it.
I believe. You know, if you just think about it, it's just simple as that. If you believe in something, like if you really believe it, then you're not. That means you have no doubt. So you're gonna, like, if you believe when you come home from, you know your wife's gonna have dinner waiting for you, right? So you know you're not gonna, even though you're starving, you're not gonna grab nothing to eat on the way home because you know she's waiting. You know for sure she got some food there waiting for you. Right. That's how sure I am I'm gonna get in. You know, and they're not that sure, so they're gonna get a bite to eat on the way home because they're not sure if she cooked. They're not sure.
Damn,
if you were sure, you
wife.
Would put it all in. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, it's just what it is, man. If you're sure, if you're 100%, you go all the way with it. Period. If you're not sure, then you don't. You have doubt. That's why I said there's no plan B. You know what I mean?
No limits, no boundaries.
Not to say that I don't have other routes that I can go. But in my mind, I don't say, oh, if I don't make it, because then I've already set myself up to fail. You know what I mean? And anybody that's been doing it as long as I have, you can't even let the doubt in. You can't let the doubt in. I don't have one doubt in my mind that I'm going to get in some way. Am I going to say I'm going to be Jay? Nah. I'm not saying I'm going to be Jay, but I'm going to get mine, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely going to get mine. No shade up. Like, I'm going to get to a place where I feel like I put it all in and I can be content with what I put into my career. And that's what it's all about. I don't care about anybody's outside look. Like, at the end of the day, if I say I'm done, it's because I put everything in and I accomplished what I wanted. And I'm content.
All right, so.
And that's it for today, because I talked y'all ear off.
Nah, man, nah.
We're just there like.
Yeah,
we're.
Yo, they was like, we didn't even know this nigga talked that much.
No. Are you crazy? I'm going to tell you, man, whenever we have a guest here, I'm just like, and no, I'm like, you know what? I can't even ask a question.
I feel like I'm in lecture right now. You know when you're in a good-ass class and the professor's going off and you're like, oh, shit.
But then we've also been trying to control ourselves from, like, talking over each other. So you can tell through our eyes, like, we're all like, who's going. But nobody wants to, like, talk to the next person.
Yeah, man, we have a tendency of just going overboard. So we're like, you know what?
Yeah, we're trying to calm down here. But
we're like up here. We got to bring it down.
Too. You guys can tell me to shut up, man.
I
get going. You guys have me going.
Nah. We like to hear.
I be like, and it's everything black owned. Put all your money in Citizens.
Hey, knowledge is power. And
you definitely have a lot of it.
For that, because, you know what I mean? Not everybody that would take the seat is going to drop that knowledge for everybody else
to see.
Exactly. You know what I mean? There's a lot of people that take their knowledge and keep it as a secret. Like, I don't want anybody to know this is what I'm doing, this is how I'm going to do it. Because
they're afraid that someone's going to be there before they get there.
Right. This is crazy. Like, you know what I mean? That's just crazy. Nobody controls what you do. Only you control that. Like, you getting on in no way stops me from getting on. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, that's just anybody that thinks that, or they just, it's just crazy. Like, all these rappers, like, in a state that, like, are always against each other. And, like, I'm the least confrontational person ever. You know what I mean? Like, I support, like, I'm not on there sharing other rappers' stuff and all that, because that's just not what I do. But I watch it, and you know what I mean? I wish the best, you know what I mean? But, like, your success in no way stops mine. Like,
Is talking about artists, other artists, is there any collabo that you would like to do that is outside of your camp?
What you mean from, like, the region?
From the region.
Yeah, man. John Hope.
Yes! Yeah.
John Hope.
That's Christine.
I'm officially a fan of you. I already liked him. Not to say I already liked your music, but that tops it off.
Nah, but John Hope for sure. And, there's so many. There's really so many dope artists in Rhode Island, man. There really is. But I've worked with a lot of them, so it's kind of hard. But,
do you produce your own stuff?
I just started. No, I don't. I mean, as far as like the beats. No, I wish I could. I wish that would make my job so easy.
I wish. Yeah, I know it's hard.
Yeah, that's true.
But, yeah, I mean, like, offhand, the crazy thing is that only person that I could, because I've worked with a lot of people out here, like, I would say John Hope, like, is a singer-wise, that kid, I don't even know if he's still singing, but I've always wanted to do a record with Gifted.
Yeah, I've heard of Gifted.
That sounds familiar.
I don't know if he's still singing.
He was out, like, 2 years ago, 2 or 3, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Like I don't know. I never worked with Token, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'd like to do a record with him because I think Token's pretty dope, but I don't know.
Yeah, I got to put you on to my boy Rada J then so he can sing on your hooks.
Awesome. Oh, yes. Yes, please. Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Rada J, are you listening?
Just plugging it in. I mean, that's my boy.
The hardest thing to find is like I have like 2 singers on a CD, but that was the hardest. You can find 100 rappers that'll give you a verse.
Oh, no, I got somebody for you.
Find a singer that'll come through.
You got somebody for him.
You know, it just knows what they're doing. And it's,
he writes.
It's so tough.
Yo. Oh,
word. Yes. So now we know.
And he produces, so.
Yeah. Oh, word. Oh, yes.
R&B, though.
See that? You know what's crazy? Well, something you said earlier. My bad. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you didn't cut me off. I'm laughing at Regina.
But, you mentioned Joyner Lucas, and every time I heard your music, I was like, yo, a dope collabo would be Sky Jones and Joyner Lucas. I don't know if that would ever happen, but that would be crazy.
I don't know. I'm down. Yeah. You know who I want to work with, though? He's not from Rhode Island, though. I want to do a record with Troy Ave. Yo, real shit, Troy is the only cat that I hear records from right now that's making, like, some of them. Like, just this hip-hop, man. He reminds me of like, a Mace, like, I don't know.
Yes,
like,
he does sound like
my cousin.
He just has, like, a real hip-hop sound. I'm a big Troy Ave fan. Like, I like the dude's music. Like, his sound's real. Like, I don't know. I like his shit.
It's hard.
I think me and that nigga will make a dope. I got a record coming on my CD called Talk to You Later. If I could get this dude on this record, oh, my God, man.
It'll be crazy.
Well, when that record comes out, we'll be sharing that for sure. And we're just going to tag Troy Ave every post. Every post.
Troy Ave.
Spam. Who was your biggest influence coming up?
Damn, I'm going to age myself if I tell you that.
Go ahead, but hey, your secret's safe
with
us.
I think you already gave us your age when you said you've been rapping for 9 years.
The best, like, I used to listen to Grand Poobah, yo.
Wow.
That one was giving it. That one was giving it right there.
Yo, it was old
for me. What year was
this? It was old for me when I was listening to it. But when I started listening to hip-hop, like, the first real thing I, like, listened to that was, like, hard hip-hop was when LL and Cannabis freestyle. I was in training school when LL and Cannabis freestyle. So the CEO came in, backed this car into the little Sally port, and he let us hit a freestyle, you know, juggling the hand grenade with a pin out. You know what I mean? That was like the hardcore stuff. But before that, it was just like, I like Grand Poobah because Grand Poobah used to sing a little. He used to sing rap before everybody else was doing it. He used to like really smooth. He was like real laid back. He's nice. Grand Poobah was nice. You know what I mean? I like smooth, like Mos Def, Grand Poobah. You know, I like Talib. I like Jay. Jay was a big influence. So,
man, that's crazy. Yeah. I gotta ask you, man. So now you said you mentioned you got your project coming up with the your next album in April.
Yep.
What else? Do you have anything else after that planned out?
Yeah, I actually have a couple of videos. So I got the first video shot. It's called Real TV. It's talking about the media and how the media affects kids.
Yes.
And it's just talk about everything that they see. And at the same time, I'm telling them that to not even listen to me either, because I'm probably going to end up saying the same shit if I get a chance to make some money. Real talk. I love the record.
He said real talk.
I love your eyes.
I'll let you guys check it out before I leave. I actually have it on my phone. But,
oh, it's not.
But yeah, but
we got the exclusive.
I got a couple videos. And I'm going to try to hit as much podcasts, you know, online's everything. So I'm just going to try to bounce around and just vibe with as many people. Like, I think I just did. I've been staying to myself too much, and I need to get out and just get involved and start, you know, dealing with more DJs and more people that, you know.
Well, man, you can always come back for sure, without a doubt.
But like,
if you feel like you need that, yeah, we make time. We'll make sure we get you back in here if you're down.
Last question: why do you think you're up next?
Why do I think I'm up next? Because I got something that nobody else got.
And that is?
I got my own lane, man. I created my own lane. I'm not making music like anybody else right now. You know, and for whatever it is, you know, like, some, it's going to appeal to some people. and it's not going to appeal to somebody. I'm only targeting the people that... What I did with this CD is... I'm not going to talk my ear off your ear off too much, but what I did with this CD is I was like, I'm going to stop trying to make music for everybody, because I would be able to see... I was like, yeah, I got to make music for the girls. I got to make music for these people. This CD I just made for the people that love what I... people that came from my era, that love the music I love, that love what I like to listen to, that's what I made.
All right. That's a good mentality. We're going to take a five-break. Five-minute break. We're going to let the people listen to one of your tracks. If you want to stick around for the second half of the show, we would love that.
All right.
These haters would have me gone. They had their choice. They don't wanna see me winning. My cat lit voice. Been better since I was young. Money spitting on the curb, so I'm Birdman. Give me the respect that I deserve. Talking like they mobbing, so I brought the gang with me. I'm bad, homie. Your mom says you can't hang with me. Empty cell block, got bars for all y'all. If I need reinforcements, the doctor's on call. Continue with the gossip, profit don't stall. We only bringing you hot shit, the booster with it all. Somebody said you better, nigga, somebody bug it. Cause your flow don't move me, look, nobody budging. And I ain't trusting the weed that y'all pass me. So I stay rolling up like Drake in the grassy. Independently handling my B.I. Fist in the sky for black lives like T.I. Oh, I could take it back to the hood for you, but my bar's so bougie, they too good for you. Wanna get low, well I'm limbo with this flow. Had this bitch bouncing like switches on a 6-4. Act fly, but ain't ready for the combat. Dope boy, you only getting high off the contact. If I had a wish, I could bring B.I. back, but probably make the state pin, give me that 9 back. Who shot ya? I'm ready to die. Use big words like Diddy and I'm starting to shine. I heard the talk and they was mumbling and laughing. Now I'm on the baddest team, I was the only nigga drafted. It's game 7, there's no question I'm starting 5. Your third string ain't even playing the sideline. No loyalty to do anything to be king. Acting like LeBron James, switch teams to get a ring.
we are back, y'all. We still got Sky Jones in here. He's going to give us a little freestyle to let the people know what he's about. No, we're going to do it right now. That's what he just said. Sky Jones, you ready?
Ready, man. I'm just ready.
All right, here we go.
Sparkle PVD, Sky Jones.
All right, here we go.
Freestyle. Let's get it.
Hey, this is if a Spark Up exclusive.
If you don't know, now you know. Get with it.
Spark Up exclusive.
And for those out there that need bars, step your bar game up. Because we got one of the best.
What's going on? What's going on? Shout out Spark Up PVD. Sky Jones, Rise Entertainment. Yeah. Everybody's a winner, good luck finding a loser. Like everybody's a killer, good luck finding a shooter. That ain't your life, you're green screening with prop gas, director in the movie where nobody ever pops back. Wake him up with a disrespect in your mom smack. Biting my lips, same time bringing my arm back. Palm weed in a... Don't worry about nothing, the whole team in a backpack. Sleeping on me, keep that in the knapsack. This rap shit's a breeze, I'm just trying to raise the NASDAQ. Super high, I'm Clark Kent with a cape on. Ready to die, I'm Biggie Small Skinny with a tapeworm. Fire starter, no needed on propane. My weed's loud, since Seattle Stadium home game. They talk loud, but they all saying the same thing. Couldn't stand out in the crowd if they was on flames. Keep it Tech 9, show you how to get strange. My funk volume's hot enough to be a plane.
Hold on.
Yeah, yo, yeah. Smoking that sour on my 15th hour. Back to back with the gummy bear sour. I don't just eat, I devour. Niggas too content, I want the money and the power. Ooh. Hold up. What up, Spark Up PVD? Hey. Sky Jones, Rise Entertainment.
Let's go. Let's
yo.
Go. He's getting it, he's warming
yo.
Up now.
Yeah. Yeah, yo, smoking that sour on my 15th hour. Back to back with the gummy bear sour. I don't just eat, I devour. Niggas too content, I want the money and the power.
All right, well,
Spark Up PVD, I'm Sky Jones.
Let's go.
Yo, everybody, give it up one more time for Sky Jones.
On top of bars. Crazy.
Yeah, I don't even freestyle that much no more, but yo, thank you for having me, yo. Spark Up PVD.
Sky Jones.
What's up?
Sky Jones.
If you guys haven't followed him on Instagram. What's that name, man? Is it Sky Jones?
Sky Jones on everything. Check me out on skyjones.com.
There it is, people.
And when you dropping your new project? Do you have a date for it or?
Nah, just late April. I'm actually waiting for the art. I'm waiting for the artwork back, and that's it. I'm waiting for the artwork back, and I'm hoping to get one more video shot, and then I'm gonna drop the first single, probably next week. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll be watching.
I got a joint though. Watch out for a joint called Kiss the Ring.
Kiss the Ring.
Yeah. You're going to hear me talk a whole new way on that.
Okay.
So that's going to be a fun record. So thank you for having me once again, yo.
Thank you for coming.
It's been fun.
Sky Jones, ladies and gentlemen. We're excited. And like you said, man, we'll bring you back, man, if you want. If you got time, because I know you're going to be a busy man the next couple months. So we know we're going to bring you back. We gotta set that right now. Christina, what's up?
Well, we just wanted to have you stick around and talk a little bit, but we're running a little bit out of time. So I think we have to talk about... the most important thing that's happening in culture, in the hip hop culture, Remy Ma versus Nicki.
Child.
I mean, you see how Remy came, and we was talking a little bit about it. How do you feel as far as like people saying she sounds like? I mean, Papoose wrote for her, and like everything going on with Drake having a ghostwriter. How do you feel about that?
I mean, Drake's not a hardcore rapper. He has a ghostwriter. Drake's a singer anyway. You know what I mean? Like, he's really like a... I don't even think... Drake's a dope rapper. Don't get me wrong. But if he has a ghostwriter, who cares, yo? Yo, just do you. Stop worrying about what everybody else is doing, man. People out there always hating on people. He got a ghostwriter. What? He's getting money with his ghostwriter. So what? Get money with a ghostwriter then, if that's all it takes then. You can't do it. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel about
Straight
it.
Straight like
if
that.
If he got a ghostwriter, fuck it. He got a ghostwriter. Can he call himself the best? No. Ever. Never,
of
ever.
Of our time? Like never. Art, like us younger generation.
He can never call himself the best if he has a ghostwriter. If he didn't write his own music, he can't call himself the best.
No.
She's hurt.
I put the gloves on.
You know, that's... No, he makes great music, but, you know...
No, because I'm saying, because for my generation coming up, when I was introduced to hip hop, it was Biggie, Pac, and Jay-Z at the top. So you don't think Drake is up there?
He don't write
if
his own
he
stuff.
Does not if he doesn't write it. I think as okay. an artist, as a performer, obviously, you know what I'm saying? He has to be the one delivering it. He's selling it. They picked him to be, you know, he's not even say he picked him like everybody. I don't mean it like that, but you know what I mean? Like he has something. He has that star quality. It doesn't just take just being a dope rapper. We know that. You know what I mean? So he has all the other things, but if he don't write his music, then he can't be the best. You know what I mean? Like can't be the best rapper, I don't think. I mean, that's just my opinion.
Do you think Nikki can come back from the dead?
I think Nikki's winning as long as she don't respond.
Ooh, that's true.
That's what everybody's
saying.
She's
gonna come back with something whack. And it's just gonna be like,
no, even if she kills her, right? So look, if she kills her, then Remy comes back. And then if Remy comes back with a dope verse, now you have to come again because now you just gave her life. So if you don't say nothing, Remy shoots and she keeps shooting in the air and you just make hits and then you win. That's like, I mean, she's not, I don't think she responds because she's too way too big. Yeah. If she does, she's just feeding her.
Yeah, that's what she said too. I think, I don't know
that's
if that
so
was
edible,
a good sword, living. But she said that. She's
and
like,
I like Remy. I'm a Remy fan, but I don't think Remy's going to bait her and I don't think Remy's going to get her to respond like directly.
I mean, but Charlamagne said that the only way to win a rap battle is to come back with bars. He's like, I don't want to hear you talking about how much money you got and how much hits you can make and how much hits you're gonna make.
Like, yeah, but there has to be a battle first. She's battling herself right now.
It's like talking in the mirror.
She's down in the air like, yeah, damn, girl. Yeah, girl.
I love Remy, too.
In the air.
But I don't know. I don't think Nikki's going to respond. I don't. If she does, I think she's stupid.
I don't think so either. It's been a long time already.
I feel like the second one Remy did killed her. It killed the whole thing. Like, all right.
but you know something?
That's how it felt. Like,
you know something?
So now if Nikki doesn't respond, what does Remy do? Does she drop another one or does she just fall back?
And now you're dusty. By the third one, you're dusty because we're like, all right.
She's going to have to fall back.
I think she did that to emulate what Drake did to Meek Mills. So now she's either...
back to backer.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. And now she's against the
she's
wall.
She's basically
so
making fun of her.
She got to make a move. Maybe not come at her, you know, bar for bar, but maybe somewhere else she got to make a move.
And then posted that picture of her on Instagram. Y'all see that? Booty up like
that? Booty was nasty.
You can't post a throwback Thursday of somebody looking raggedy when you got equally as many raggedy throwback Thursdays.
Yeah,
because Thursday, Remy is Remy's the blonde bang? Like, can we talk? Come on now, Remy. Now. Come on,
the blonde bang, but she had the hair at that bang. Time. It's whatever. Her haircut was looking like whatever.
Get it pop.
That's how they really started getting late. Act like y'all know.
Yeah, that's
that's why I was like, wow, Remy, that's crazy. Yeah. The burgundy bangs, the blonde bangs, and you got the nerve.
She had every color bang.
The bangs was...
And we could talk about... We could get on Papoose, too. We could talk about his looks. We all know Papoose can't get nothing else.
Now,
that's why he married Remy.
Damn,
on, that's a low blow.
We're about to go viral with this one, y'all. We're going viral with this one.
Papoose got
Remy's coming at me next.
Papoose got the hands.
I know we don't need Remy coming to us. All right.
How did Papoose end up getting hit by a bus today? Like,
I'm saying Remy Ma came at everybody in her circle, her ex, her other ex, her brother, like she was saying some
Trey Songz, like Trey Songz
was hurt.
Trey Songz
was
like, wait a minute.
Do you think Meek Mill and Remy are gonna do a record?
If they do, that's petty. If they do, that's petty.
Yeah, but he's petty king. Though.
I think
he's just sour.
I think Meek and Kim's gonna do something.
Why is Kim Kardashian?
Why did Foxy make a record? Can we talk? Why did Foxy?
I didn't even listen to it. I didn't. I was like, damn, Foxy, you're next, but I really don't got the time.
Yeah,
I thought Foxy was deaf.
That's what
I thought she can't hear, so I'm like, why is she making a record?
That's what I heard.
Wow.
That was the joke of the day right there.
But yeah, like, I feel like it would be salty on their part to even try it. I mean, they're already salty enough. You know what I mean? It's just...
Yeah, but Meek's sitting back right, you're about to get in the studio with Remy right now. Yeah, no,
but you know, he looks like a fool because, you know what I mean? A few weeks before this, like before all this dissing came about, you know, he was like, oh, my baby this, my baby that. Mm-hmm. I feel like when
Meek's
somebody,
so
like... is like so lovey dovey, and then like the next minute, like, oh, I hate this person.
He's not
it's
fake.
Corny.
He's Meek broke.
Is, why, yo, Meek is the craziest. Yo, Meek had a number one album. Real. Right? He had a number one album last year, right? And then 3 weeks later, he starts a beef with Drake, and everybody forgot that he had a number one album.
It went number one though.
Yo, it was number
yeah,
one.
Yeah,
it was number one for like 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah. And then he started a beef with Drake, and then.
Everybody's like, ah.
Why did he do that? Like,
even Philly was like, like, boy, if you don't, like,
what? You better
stop trying to. That's how they was like.
And then he got this by the game, which is even worse. They just buried him right there.
What's with the game, though?
He's in.
But did you see that? Did you see
he's
what he put?
Trying to get at Nicki so hard. Oh,
but did you see his post on Instagram?
Doing so much right now. Why is he doing so much?
He's a snake.
He's like
his business. He's trying to get with anybody's girl.
You gotta take that picture again. He's that dude in the DM, like, yo, you just broke up. Like,
yo, exactly. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Hey, so I heard you.
That post right there that he put, he's like, I said I never let her go.
So I saw your snap last night, and you're single, right?
Yeah. He's the guy that says, "Oh, so your man don't let you have friends?"
Yes. Like, so you ain't gonna call me back?
You're still with Meek, right?
So you ain't gonna text me back?
You don't really love that nigga. You don't really love him like that. Like, come on.
You know I could do better. I'm gonna show you something different.
Oh, you're still with that nigga?
With his thirst traps all over Instagram.
Yes.
It's the game zone.
Oh my god.
You know he got this.
And he's creeping too. He's creeping because he saw that.
I seen him with some roses, yo. With a big ass post for Nicki. I was like, yo, what's he doing? Yeah, he got a big ass
the
post.
Most.
The most.
Whose man's is this? Somebody come get your man.
I know.
The man's goes to the game tonight.
The game said, if nobody got you, I got you.
Out of nowhere. Out of nowhere.
His are for hire. You need somebody to have your back, hire the game because he got you.
He's out here.
Oh, shit.
Didn't he have Chris Brown's back in that whole thing that happened with him and Soulja Boy?
Yeah, he was lurking over there too.
Oh, yeah.
He will find the game in
every
dark hole.
Yeah, but he was trying to get with
Karrueche. Every alley.
He even mentioned her in the song.
I swear I'm starting a new meme with game just popping up behind couples, yo.
Yes, he's a creep.
Right behind the couch and all that.
See, Big Sean, watch out. Watch out, he gonna come for Janae right under your nose. You're gonna be the next one.
You think so?
If he,
if he got the chance to, he's going to sweep it right on that.
That's crazy.
I don't know. Remy, she got to, if she doesn't respond, Remy got to let that die. She got to let that die.
No, she's going to do that. She's going to let it die.
You demolished her already as it is. Like, don't drag your own career over it.
For real.
Yo, and then on the whole CD, every verse on the CD, she was talking about Nicki. Did you hear the CD?
Yep.
I didn't.
Yo,
I didn't hear it either.
The
one with her and Fat Joe?
Plata y Plomo.
Every verse. Yeah. Like,
yeah, she
I can
was
see, you know, every verse. Come on, that's corny now. Like, she did every verse, even the Caribbean joint. Mm-hmm. How you talking about Nicki on the Caribbean?
I think it's because she's, you know, she was locked up for a while, so I feel like she's trying to prove.
Mad verses about Nicki.
She feels
she
like
she's like, that should be me.
Yeah, she feels like, throwing darts at her. Like,
every day she'll throw darts and stuff.
But, hey, man.
But like you said, the real artists, they always come to the surface. So, I mean, even though Nicki was the only one out there, I feel like over time, her career will come down because Remy is
They don't want it with Homegirl that signed with Jay, Rhapsody. They don't
want
her.
I heard her.
They don't want her with her.
It's a rap.
She's crazy.
I think my boy, he mentioned
her.
Other
one too. What's her name? Tink?
Oh, Tink? Yeah.
No, she's a singer.
No, not. Is it
Tink is nice, though.
She is.
Yeah, Tink's rap.
Tink raps.
Yeah.
She raps?
Sometimes.
But you know what female I think is super dope? Is,
Rain?
Snow White the
product. The plug?
Oh,
Snow White the product. Been a monster. She now people are starting to catch on, but she's been a problem since back then.
Sure. There's a lot of good stuff. You just got to be open minded, like you said. That's how I find out about music through Tidal. I don't even listen to the radio anymore because it's just not worth it. I listen to more local music. I listen to more local music than any other music because I just feel like I'm hearing the same thing.
It's just that the mainstream is like being pushed at you.
Who? Let me ask you. Who has the biggest name in Rhode Island right now? Now, I know it's not me.
Who has
it's
the biggest name or the
Flawless.
Biggest legacy?
No, when you think if somebody from out of town, if let me say like
I
this,
know what Christine
if a Def Jam rep walked in here right now and was like, we're looking to sign an artist from Rhode Island, who's the first person you would tell him?
Honestly. Nino Green.
Flawless. I say Flawless, to be honest.
But Flawless, I feel like Flawless is already doing his own thing.
Yeah, but if he's asking.
No, who's this guy you said?
Nino Green.
Nino Green.
Yeah, he's.
I need
he's
to check
dope.
Who out. Who the fuck?
He's like.
Is.
He's
that's
like. He got that like.
Who it is? Because I don't. I'm not
stoner vibe. Like Kid Cudi, but like Jay Swag. Like.
Yeah.
Swag
he's
out.
Dope. Okay. He's dope. He's real dope.
There's a couple people here that are doing it. I mean, Sky Jones.
I'm just curious, you know, because somebody told me always let your name be the first name. I
thought that's who you was going
to
say.
I'm thinking about his new track, too. That's the thing. Like, because I like to stay current. Like, I'll follow you throughout your whole career. So I followed him from the beginning.
Yeah.
And I'm caught up to yours. So now I'm like, oh, I can't wait for Sky Jones' project. I'm not saying this to boost you up.
I've been telling her about you for a while. I'm like, yo, Sky Jones, we got to bring him up.
When you was coming to Coach's shop.
Yeah. That's when I was doing beats. Yeah.
That's crazy. But hey, thank you for coming.
Yo, everybody, one more time, get up for Sky Jones. Sky Jones is in the building.
Hey.
Thank you for having me. Skyjones.com.
That's it.
Let's go. Rob, take it away.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is Rob from Spark Up PBD. We'll catch y'all next week. Any sweat a little.